K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Jared.
Hey, Jared, what's up?
I need your guys' help. I went on this date, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened with the whole thing, because I thought things went well. So, you know, it was this girl, Ashley. I went to high school with her older sister, Monica. And, you know, I saw her at Frickers. I was at the Dayton Mall, and asked her if she wanted to go to the new casino in Cincinnati sometime. And she seemed like she was, like, totally down. So I was like, all right, cool, you know. At a restaurant near my house. We, you know, want to get something to eat on the way down. We're hungry. Dinner was awesome. She was, you know, totally into me. Like, fried. Like she was, like, you know, touching my hand and my
arm.
Get the
little touchy-touchy.
You know, like, I could tell she wanted it. Right?
Oh, my.
Like, you know what I mean? Like we're having dinner and everything, but I think she wanted to, you know, take things elsewhere. But anyway, so... You know, we never went to the casino. Like, things just got weird. I don't know what happened. Like, she just, like, snapped. She got, like I don't know. Like, she got mental or something. And she said she had some emergency, and she just took off. And I was like, what's up with that? Like, why would she, like, what was this emergency, you know? So I couldn't get a second date out of her. So I don't know what happened. Why, you know, what just switched in her mind?
So you didn't even get to the casino then?
No, we didn't get to the casino.
Oh, boo.
That was it. I don't know what the big, like, and things are going great during dinner.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do, man. We're going to slap you on hold for a second. We'll get you off the air and grab her phone number. We'll call her. We'll see what she's got to say and see what this emergency was.
All right, cool.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Jared, have you ever been down to that casino? I haven't been yet. Have you, Fry?
I drove by it. That's as close as I've been.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh.
It's fun, you know? I think, like, she'd be into it, too.
Well, yeah, you'd think.
I really, you know, my mind is like, you know, help seal the deal.
Yeah. Hello, Jared. Here we go, buddy. Phone is ringing, so Okay. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yeah.
She's like, sounds scared.
What's going on?
Ashley, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Is this a good time for you?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on?
I think we woke her up.
I think
she sounds
too.
A little sleepy.
Aww, we'll get waking up. We have a couple questions for you. Do you mind talking to us for a second?
I'm just surprised. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, Ashley. We got to talk with somebody, and he was inquiring about what happened to you. We got to talk with Jared. Said you guys.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Went out, and you had an emergency, and he called us looking for some help because he said he hadn't really been talking to you.
Oh my God! I can't believe he called you.
Not a good sign.
We went out for dinner. He went to high school with my older sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know him, but she knew him, and he invited me to the new casino, and it sounded like fun, so I went, even though I didn't really know him. And we met at a chain restaurant. You know, the food was okay. I don't want to be mean, guys, but Jared was, like, just a little, he was a little hard to take.
What happened?
In what sense?
Yeah.
Well, he said he was an undercover detective.
Oh.
Yeah, he said that it seemed like he was unemployed because he was actually on a job.
Oh.
And,
seemed like he was unemployed.
Uh-huh. And you didn't buy it.
No, he's totally unemployed. This is the most trouble that any guy I've ever been on a date with has gone to tell me that they are broke, you know, like that's basically what it was. It was bullshit. I mean, listen, when the bill came, he made this huge deal of like being like, sorry, just give me a minute. I got to call my boss to see if it's okay if I use my credit card since I'm working.
Oh, no.
He's working.
Yeah. And so then when we leave, I can see that his ride is a beat up, rusted out van. The driver's side mirror is dangling by the electrical cord. And I must have looked surprised because he was very defensive. He was like, no, this is my work car. I have to be in the cover. It can't be like, you know, in a flashy automobile.
Oh, boy.
No, but the worst, the waiter came running out after us to give Jared his cell phone because I guess he left it at the table.
Oh.
And, waiter had said thanks, and then he said, man, I can't believe the waiter did that. Brought me my phone money, didn't even leave a tip.
Oh, no.
He didn't leave a tip.
Non-tipper.
And so I was like, forget this. No, yeah, so I just, he just didn't seem like an honest guy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what'd you do?
I left. I was like, oh, I'm not feeling well. I just could tell that this was going down the wrong path. You know what I mean? But Jared's been blowing up my phone with texts. Ever since, pretty much, like, asking when we could go out again. And I don't know, I called my sister, and I just told her that the whole Taylor family was kind of always weird.
Ashley, shut up. Don't use my last name, all right? Like, that, I'm fine with saying all that other crap about me, but, like, do not blow my cover.
Oh,
that's going to be busted. And I told you, like, don't do that kind of thing. So why would you do that?
There you
oh
go. Yeah, he's on the phone.
Undercover.
He's undercover listening.
Why would you want me to be busted?
For all the bad
you
checks
busted?
You've
really?
Written? For the bad checks you've written? I know you have a record. Were you calling your parole officer at the restaurant?
Uh-oh.
I was calling my parole officer at the restaurant. That was like a misunderstanding, all right? So you don't even know what you're talking about. And you know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
I
have to go. Bye.
Jared, come on. It's time to
did he hang
back.
Up?
This is not a fantasy.
I think he hung up.
Are you serious?
I think he did. He said,
Jared?
I have to go. Bye.
Yeah. No, his phone line's it's dead.
People
nobody
might
there
recognize guys his voice.
Oh, yeah, right?
Guys, I'm telling you, he's a troubled individual. He's, like, really struggling with a lot of issues, and I just don't need to be around for that.
Look out for that rusty van sitting outside
that's
your house
right
with the dangly
yeah
mirror.
Exactly, yeah.
A van
yeah
down by the river.
Wow. Well, I guess it was entertaining, if anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
I don't know. I'm old enough. I don't need entertaining on my dates. I just, he was one of a kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? I feel bad for her. Maybe we could let her have the limo and take some friends down to the casino with her sister,
you know,
or
what
something.
That is a great idea. We got yeah a limo. How would you guys like a free ride? You,
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I promise.
I have some lovely ladies that I could
yeah call. The driver's side mirror is attached.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
That sounds, yeah, and when I have dinner, I won't have to listen to, like, who might be under the table.
Your purse won't be bugged.
Bugged. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
This sounds a little better to me. This sounds better.
That makes me feel better
that's
to do that for Ashley,
fair
okay?
That's 100%
all
fair.
Right.
So you take it
that's
and you
so
enjoy
awesome
down there.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you.